This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a shorter week than normal for Missouri senators.
Senate Bill 954.
Tuesday afternoon, session resumed with first round approval given to Senate Bill 954. Sponsor, Senator Shalom Kiki Curls of Kansas City, says her proposal seeks to allow people found guilty of certain weapons offenses to expunge those records.
Seeks to add previous concealed carry charges to be added to the list of expungible items allowed by law.
On Thursday, Missouri senators sent Senate Bill 954 to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
Senate Bill 722.
Preliminary Missouri Senate approval is also given to Senate Bill 722, which sponsor, Senator David Sater of Cassville, says would require the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services to conduct a study regarding the importation of certain prescription drugs by the state.
I would like Missouri to look at market solutions to our problems.
Senate Bill 722 received final Missouri Senate approval on Thursday. It now moves to the Missouri House of Representatives.
For House Bill 2265, Representative
On Mary. Wednesday afternoon, the Missouri Senate Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment Committee heard House Bill 2265, which relates to grid modernization. Committee Chair Senator Ed Emery of Lamar says this measure includes an opt-out provision from smart meters where his Senate Bill 564 does not.
Permit a customer to say, I don't want a smart meter, I want to stay with a meter that doesn't communicate.
During committee discussion, Senator Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis mentioned more electricity is used every day.
We are able to have the infrastructure that's needed whenever there's a massive disaster.
Committee action has not yet been taken on House Bill 2265.
I'm sure we're going to be talking about prevailing wage.
And the interim committee had some recommendations.
With 6 weeks left in session, many big-ticket items remain unresolved. For Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard of Joplin, this includes prevailing wage.
Still polarized on that, so it looks like we're going to have to either go to complete repeal or something a little less than that.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors adds those groups that would be affected by this are working toward a proper outcome.
It is a contractor's issue. They have formed different groups and they've been meeting with different senators.
So far this session, no prevailing wage legislation has been heard on the Missouri Senate floor.
Monday, April 9th, 2018.
Session will resume on Monday.
The senator from Cole has been
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.